Right now, some trip stories from vacation and tales from my road trip to New Mexico. On Tuesday at this time, I told you about our Christmas experience. Speaking of snow, we got a little Christmas snow in northern New Mexico. This morning, I thought I'd tell you about the drive to and from northern New Mexico, which is a 10-hour drive. And the way we do it now with my family is I load up the car with everything we're going to need, and the girls fly. My wife and daughter fly. I drive.
You're like the equipment truck for a football team.
Exactly.
They get on the charter. You drive the equipment out to the game.
Yes.
Yeah. They're the lead singer. You're the rhythm section.
I don't mind this. I happen to love that drive, even though it's through a hellscape. It's up to 87, so you have no big metro area that you drive through. Back in the day when I used to drive to Galveston a lot when my parents were down there, that drive was half the length of this drive. It was 5 hours, but I hated that drive because you went right through Houston. And it was 90 minutes to 2 hours of stop-and-go traffic and congestion. But when you drive up to New Mexico or Colorado like a lot of P1s do, it's just wide open road, and the speed limit is 75, and you can go 84. I always keep it 9 miles an hour over the speed limit because 10 is what we're told they'll pull you over for. So I always keep the cruise control at 84. And you are going through Wichita Falls, and then you go through all those little towns that reek high school football. Quanah, yeah. Childress, Clarendon, Claude, and yes, Memphis, where every time I make that trip, and as I tweeted about this on my drive back, I am still amazed at the high school football stadium in Memphis, how close it is, how close the corner of the end zone is to Highway 287. And no joke, if a quarterback for the Memphis Cyclones put a little too much air under a corner route, the ball would land in the back of a pickup truck passing on 287.
Yeah. What do they do about field goal attempts and extra points?
They've got a net, but if someone sends it way wide right, it will land on the highway. And they had to even cut the fence of the stadium where the grandstand ends and the fence begins. They had to cut it at an angle to accommodate the highway. So there's just no room in the corner of that end zone. It's amazing.
Hope there's still audio of that school board meeting when they had to talk about the highway and the stadium. Something had to be done.
Then, of course, after you get up to 87, you get to my birthplace, Amarillo, where they always want to do a big thing when I roll into town.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's they?
Then it's interstate all the way to Albuquerque. But the scenery starts to improve in New Mexico with the mesas and the mountains. And having recently read books about the history of that part of the world, I look at that landscape now completely differently. Imagining those Native American campsites or those settler wagon trains, and I still do not see how any human being survived more than 48 hours back then.
A wagon.
A wagon.
Why didn't they just buy a car?
With you, every day you've got to find water and something to eat, and you're battling, maybe it's you know, robbers, or that's an outdated term.
Gosh.
Wildlife, disease, starvation, wild temperature swings. I just don't know
grooming
how they
issues.
It. Grooming issues.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
The 10 hours in the car, though, does give me a chance to connect with friends that I haven't talked to in a long time. So I made some phone calls and got caught up with a couple of buddies. And it's a chance to listen to the radio and or podcasts. And I've noticed something that has infected podcasts in particular. Not so much radio, but I think this started on radio. I listened to an episode of Smartless, the Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes podcast. Mm-hmm. One of the most listened to podcasts going.
Yeah.
Our good P1 Betty recommended their interview with Hugh Grant because she knows how much I like Hugh Grant.
Yeah, your little crush
on
him.
Weird.
I have a little crush on Hugh Grant. And he's a late-in-life father, and so he talked about it on this episode of Smartless. And so I listened to the hour, and he was really interesting. She was right. It was a good listen. I have some critiques of their podcast that I won't fully get into at this moment, but maybe at a time of my choosing.
But they really need you to critique them because they're not being successful right now. They need that extra guidance.
Here's the one thing I do want to say, though. The thing that struck me about that and every podcast is the sort of epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
I think it started on NPR.
Yes, it did. I used to back on this all the time.
And now podcasters are using it and overusing it. And I think they do that to sound NPR smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's just a snippet of Will Arnett from that Smartless episode with Hugh Grant.
You seem to have like this very sort of, I got to say, kind of refreshing and very, I don't even know what to say, sort of honest, this sort of self-appraisal that you're doing.
It's unbelievable.
Four or five of them right there?
Yes.
Jeez.
They all overuse sort of. You're sort of. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so distracting.
Do you think it's worse than the right takeover?
Right?
Ooh, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also an epidemic. So I listened to a few podcasts. I also listened to some music. I listened to some Christmas music, especially on the drive up. And I love this because there are a couple different Christmas channels I listen to, and every year I discover a new artist that I wasn't really aware of, or it's an artist that I knew, but I didn't know their depth. Last year, I remember it was Donnie Hathaway. I'd never really known anything about Donnie Hathaway.
Ann's brother.
Unbelievable voice. His version of This Christmas. And so I became a big Donnie Hathaway fan and went down his rabbit hole last year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this year, I'm driving along, and this song comes on the radio.
The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
Do you know who this is?
Reese Witherspoon?
No. This...
I don't.
Beautiful, clear, mesmerizing voice.
It's going to be Judy Garland or Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, never heard of her.
This is Ella Fitzgerald.
Not familiar.
The most beautiful voice I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I always knew her from TV or commercials as a scat singer and a jazz singer, and I'd never heard her.
She's great at that.
And she's great at that, and maybe that's what she was best known for. But I never heard her voice just this
pure
isolated
and pure
and beautiful.
Yeah, man, her album with Louis Armstrong is one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah.
Starts off with Moonlight in Vermont and all those great tunes.
Yeah, I should have recognized that because I have jumped down that rabbit hole before, heard her do a song that I'd never heard before, and then listened to it and thought, oh my gosh, that is just amazing.
It's the most amazing voice. It's like it's a cross between Fergie and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So the road trip continued. Stopping for food in the middle of nowhere is a very dicey proposition. I've always had a problem with the old saying that you can get the best meals in a small town at a mom and pop place. Mm. Because my experience is that's where you get the absolute worst meals.
Yeah, that's where you get diarrhea, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
The ingredients are iffy. They can only come in every couple of weeks. They're throwing slop out in most of those places.
Their solution to everything is to deep fry it.
But I did make it there and back without incident both ways, 20 hours on the road. While we were in New Mexico over Christmas, we did take a day trip to Los Alamos. Pretty interesting place, and one local told us that since Oppenheimer came out last year, the town has really leaned into the whole Oppenheimer thing.
I bet.
And so everywhere you look, it's stuff to do with the movie.
I have a question for you, since mm-hmm. you went there.
Mm-hmm.
What is a proving ground? That title, that phrase, I've never understood it. What are they proving?
That something works.
Is that it?
I think
or
so.
If you just have an argument with someone, you go there to prove it.
Of course, the National Laboratory is there, and it is heavily secured. There are a couple of roads that cut through it.
You should have tried to take one.
And they will check your ID and look you up and down when you go through there. We toured Fuller Lodge, which is where they had all the big meetings and parties back in the 1940s when the war effort took over that town. There are statues of Oppenheimer and General Leslie Groves out front. Groves is the character played by Matt Damon in the movie. That had Oppenheimer's back through all of this. And we didn't do a deep dive into all of the museums, but it's a really cool little town and really interesting to walk around a spot where the planet's history changed so significantly. I also wondered if I was still getting any kind of radiation.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, maybe. I need to give that movie another chance.
Don't.
Really?
Yeah, that, I'm telling you. That movie,
I was so looking forward to it, and then I watched it, and I was like, okay, what did I miss here?
I agree with both of you. It was way overrated. The story is incredible.
Yeah.
There were parts of the movie that were really great, but the whole thing,
some great performances. I thought Robert Downey Jr. was awesome in it.
Yes. Yeah. For the most part, the movie lost me.
But it needed, they forgot to edit it. Yeah.
Another one of those films that they forgot to edit.
So there you have it. Some
tales. They just showed all the raw footage
from the road.